Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we've got something really exciting to dive into.
We're talking about a breakthrough in oncolytic virus therapy, which, okay, I know that sounds super technical, but stay with us because this is actually pretty amazing.
Right. So Alex, let's start with the basics. What exactly is an oncolytic virus?
Great question. So oncolytic viruses are basically viruses that can selectively target and destroy cancer cells while leaving normal tissue alone. It's like they're these tiny assassins that only go after the bad guys.
Tiny assassins. I love that. And the virus we're focusing on today is called OVM, or oncolytic virus M1. It's been showing really promising results in clinical trials.
Exactly. And what makes this study so interesting is that researchers identified a brand new receptor for this virus. They found a protein called TPRA1, transmembrane protein adipocyte-associated 1. Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Okay, so why does finding this receptor matter? Like, what's the big deal?
Well, viral receptors are essential because they determine which cells a virus can actually infect. Think of them as like the key that unlocks the door to a cell. If a tumor cell has lots of these receptors, the virus can get in more easily and do its job.
So it's all about entry. The virus needs to get inside the cancer cell to kill it.
Right. And here's where it gets really cool. The researchers used a CRISPR-Cas9 screen, which is basically a genetic tool to knock out different genes and see which ones were important for the virus to infect cells.
And TPRA1 came up as a critical factor.
Yep. When they knocked out TPRA1, the virus couldn't infect the cells nearly as well. And when they added it back, boom, infection rates went way up.
That's fascinating. So how exactly does TPRA1 help the virus get in?
Okay, so TPRA1 does two main things. First, it binds directly to the virus particles through its extracellular region, the part that sticks out of the cell. And this binding is super dependent on glycosylation.
Glycosylation. That's when sugars are attached to proteins, right?
Exactly. They found that TPRA1 has these N-glycosylation sites, specifically at positions N11 and N23. And when they mutated those sites, the virus couldn't bind anymore.
So the sugar molecules are like the actual binding sites?
Pretty much. And then the second thing TPRA1 does is help internalize the virus. It has this cytoplasmic tail, the part inside the cell, that mediates endocytosis, which is basically the process of the cell swallowing up the virus.
So it's not just about sticking to the virus, it's also about pulling it inside.
Exactly. TPRA1 is kind of a two-in-one package. It binds the virus and then helps shuttle it into the cell, where it can replicate and kill the cancer cell.
That's really clever. And I'm guessing this has some pretty important implications for treatment?
Oh, absolutely. So here's the thing. The researchers found that TPRA1 expression levels in tumors actually correlate with how well the virus works. Higher TPRA1 means better response to the therapy.
So it could be used as a biomarker. Like doctors could test for TPRA1 to predict which patients would benefit most from this treatment?
Exactly. That's one of the most exciting parts of this study. They looked at patient-derived tumor samples and found that tumors with high TPRA1 were much more sensitive to OVM.
And is TPRA1 commonly found in tumors?
Yeah, that's another great finding. They did this pan-cancer analysis using data from TCGA and found that TPRA1 is upregulated in a bunch of different tumor types compared to normal tissue. We're talking lung cancer, liver cancer, bladder cancer, prostate cancer, the list goes on.
So there's a pretty wide potential application here.
Definitely. And get this. In their tissue microarray analysis, they found that 76% of lung adenocarcinomas, 55% of bladder cancers, and 53% of prostate cancers showed higher TPRA1 expression compared to normal tissue.
Those are pretty significant numbers. So this could help a lot of patients.
Right. And it's not just theoretical. They tested this in mouse models and in patient-derived samples, and the correlation held up. Higher TPRA1 meant better tumor killing.
That's really promising. Now, I know OVM is already in clinical trials, right?
Yeah, it's in phase 1 trials in both China and Japan. And what this study does is give us a much better understanding of why it works in some patients and not others.
So moving forward, they could potentially screen patients for TPRA1 expression before starting treatment.
Exactly. It's all about precision medicine, matching the right treatment to the right patient. And TPRA1 could be that key marker.
I love that. And just to bring it full circle, they also found that TPRA1 helps with the entry of other alpha viruses, like Semlicki Forest virus, right?
Yeah, that's a really interesting finding. It suggests that TPRA1 might be a conserved receptor across different alpha viruses, which could have implications beyond just OVM.
So there's still a lot more to explore here.
Absolutely. But I think the main takeaway is that TPRA1 is both a mechanistic determinant, meaning it helps us understand how the virus works, and a practical biomarker for guiding treatment.
That's such a powerful combination. Understanding the biology and being able to apply it clinically.
Exactly. And I think what's really exciting is that this could make oncolytic virus therapy much more effective and targeted.
Well, this has been a fascinating conversation. Thanks for breaking all of this down, Alex.
Anytime. It's such cool research. And thanks to everyone for listening to the Origene podcast. We'll catch you next time.